Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of But Am I Wrong? My name is Megan.
And my name's Melissa. Together, we make the delicious chocolate concoction coated in candy. We melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
I'll melt in your hand if you play your cards right. If you ask nicely, I'll melt wherever you want me to fucking melt.
So you're an asker. I'm a teller.
I boss people around all fucking day. I don't need to be bossed around in the bedroom.
See, I boss people around all day.
I don't want to have to make decisions. Welcome to another episode. If you're brand new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a great place. Some might say we're an acquired taste, but I say
you need to acquire some taste.
Is that a housewives line?
It is a housewives line.
I was like, that sounds like it would be a housewives line. And it literally is. Who is it?
I feel like it's an OC person.
That's ironic. No offense. Actually, full offense to Orange County. There is no taste to Orange County.
Or maybe it's a Ramona line.
I will excuse it from any place except for Orange County.
No, Ramona has been fired because her racism has been now.
Oh, no. I don't mean excusing the person, but I mean, like, I think that it's, yeah, I could see it being a realistic claim. If you live anywhere except for Orange County.
It is a Ramona. She is New York.
Okay.
And she recently has been fired from everything because she said, I'm not even going to say it for you. But, oh, you saw it. Okay.
And also, like, I was like, what shifted? Because this to me, I was like, isn't this just what she's been doing?
Yes, she literally parties in Mar-a-Lago every weekend. It's never been explicitly in writing. And now there's no like...
Well, isn't it in writing to a producer?
She plays dumb a lot.
Yeah.
Also. And so she's like, oh, I didn't understand. I didn't get it. But now there's no not understanding.
No. And they have a new show, so they don't necessarily need... her.
No, but they were bringing it back, and then she was supposed to be at BravoCon and got fired from that. And then they have like all the spinoff shows that they go on trips now. So Peacock opened a whole new the app, opened a whole new lane for those producers because now they just make up shit.
That is wild. Maybe that'll be our next venture.
Just make up shit.
Yeah, we just start just. Making up the most outlet. Like when I see some of the reality TV shows get made and I'm like, okay, if we're just saying shit, maybe my reality TV show about people who go on dates and then we tell them that they're related is like legit. Like that is
so much.
No, I do too. I was saying like, that's like the worst possible thing that could happen. But now I'm at this point of being like, I give it 3 weeks before that shit's fucking on Netflix.
It could be a TLC show.
Yeah. Like MILF Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably close. Well, this truly has almost nothing to do with our actual podcast, except it does a little bit because this is, you know, ethical shit talking. We have three different segments. We will explain each of them before we get into them. But just know we're talking shit. And the only people who haven't really consented to us talking shit are the people in the third category, which are maybe politicians, pop culture, news, current events. Dax Shepard is one who I will constantly repeat. And yeah, and we have an episode on Friday called Fisting Friday where you can vote on who you think was wrong in each of the circumstances that we go over in today's episode. And it's a great time.
It is.
You can also go onto Patreon to watch the video version.
Yeah, because you don't want to miss what Megan just did. Anyway, should we get into our first segment?
I think that's a great idea.
Our first segment is called, But Am I Wrong? And that's when we propose something from our own lives. It could be a hot take. It could be us actually being wrong in a situation. And we propose it to each other and to you. And then it gets a vote on. I'm up first. This comes out either you're hearing this on November 22nd, 23rd, or 24th.
I love that.
It's a holiday week, so I'm going to give it a little breathing room. And so last year I did Thanksgiving hot takes. This year I'm going to do Black Friday hot takes. Black Friday in itself is a hot take.
I can't wait until your Veterans Day hot takes.
All right. Black Friday hot takes. They're not going to be funny. I'm just stating things that are facts to me. First of all, Black Friday sucks. Stay home. Number one, you aren't really getting a deal. What the fuck is a doorbuster? All you're doing is busting your ass for a sucky, low-quality TV that isn't actually worth it. The big box stores usually just have extra inventory and they're getting rid of the shit that they don't want anyways, or they hiked up the price the month before and then just drop it on that day to make it look like it's on sale when it's actually not. Number two, the stores are going to be overly crowded and your immune system sucks. Most of us were in the house for 2-3 years and our immune systems went down. Yes, COVID is still a thing, but also there are other illnesses out there. Even just getting the common cold now sucks. Number three, it also triggers impulsive shopping and you'll buy things that you don't need. Number four, violence. Let's not forget that people have gotten beat up and trampled to death to get $20 off of a vacuum cleaner. Let's also not forget that those exact same deals are online the week before, and they will be the week after. People have started bringing pepper spray and just spraying it in people's eyes to get an Xbox, and there has been an increased number of stabbings and shootings. And finally, number five, capitalism. When Black Friday was first proposed, it was for financial records. It was once a common accounting practice where We would use red ink when we were making marks in a notebook or on your computer. And so Black Friday is just a way for the stores to get out of the red and take your money. And that is it. That's all I got. Just don't support small businesses. If we have a store up at some point, support that, because we are a small woman, partially Black owned business.
Also partially small. I'm quite tall.
There's two people that work here.
Yes. And one of them is virtually checked out all the time. And that one is me.
Actually, there's more. I should say there's more. There's me. There's you. There's Coco. There's Melanie.
If we're doing the store, it's just us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, and a lot of that's me. And that's why we don't have it right now. So.
But yeah, Black Friday. No. And that's all I have.
I'm obsessed with Black Friday. I think it's like such a fun event. I had a friend who shit their pants on Black Friday while we were shopping. And so we called it Brown Friday for like years. And I just think like the concept of it is like hilarious. Once you got to like the stabbings and the shootings, I was like, oh, okay. Because I was like, I do miss the drama of Black Friday. Like I miss like the newscasts of like people being like, they're waiting out here. Like you just know you're not.
Furby and Elmos.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're actually not getting that good of a deal. But now that I know that like people are dying, like I don't want to bring that. I don't need that level of drama back. Don't arm them. But I will say, if you are smart about it, never get anything, any fucking thing on quote unquote sale on Amazon. Nothing is ever on sale on Amazon. Like that is all a fucking scam and a lie. Prime Day, all a fucking scam.
I also have an app that shows me, that tracks when things are going up and down.
Yep.
Anyway, so it's never
Only thing I'll say is, if you want to get a TV specifically, like, and Best Buy really like the most, but I will say the biggest hack for anyone who wants to get the really hella good deal on Black Friday is buying a refurbished TV with a warranty on Black Friday. The TV won't work. They'll set it up and then they have to come bring you a brand new one that is way more expensive than the old ass one that is refurbished, that they're trying to offload from their inventory during Black Friday.
And to that, we call it an ethical scam, because they were being unethical and then you got one over on them.
Mm-hmm. I say the same thing for refurbished blenders, Vitamixes, all of that kind of stuff. And I will sing the praises of Macy's. There are certain stores where it's like, Macy's, do that online shopping.
Macy's is on sale all year long.
No, I know.
It's the Macy's sneeze sale.
You get like, the thing that kills me is like, they will have like Free People and it's like brand new dress released on Free People's website and they go $4 and Free People's like $200 and you're like, how is this allowed? Or like Nike. Here are some brand new Nikes. They're sold out everywhere. Would you like them for free?
At night, I get all my like athletic stuff. I get it at Macy's. Bedding, great at Macy's.
Kitchenware, everything.
Kitchenware, yes. You need a good present for somebody for a wedding.
A Martha Stewart?
Find where they are registered, and then you can find it at Macy's for $2.
No, Macy's is like, we've got a whole ass parade to worry about. You can have all this shit for free. Like, that is where I'll say, like, if you do your shopping smart, like, be smart about it. And I think that, like, I only ever go back to, like, the same places, like, that I know. And I don't go in person. I only do online.
Yeah.
I do got to say, though, the holiday shopping, getting it done the day after Thanksgiving is hella nice.
I hate it. I like the rush the day of day before Christmas.
That is like legitimately, like I would crumble in the fetal position. Like I would lose my mind.
Nah.
I respect that we all have different things. And when that means that I don't have to fight with you for a place in the virtual digital line checking out at Macy's.
Yeah.
And you don't have to fight with me in line on Christmas Eve.
I got all my travel clothes because I like to keep my travel clothes when I'm on a plane in the same spot, because then I just wash it in hot water and then don't touch it again until I'm traveling. And I got all that at Macy's.
Perfectly normal. Well, I mean, I personally don't agree with you, but I'm happy we have different viewpoints because it makes it easier for me to get my sales.
But I did say you can go online.
Oh, no. So yeah, then I agree with everything.
Yes.
Well, I would disagree with you until you said people were dying. And I was like, okay, I actually can't stand that. Sorry.
People are dying, Megan.
you know what? And that is where I draw the line there.
At death.
I do. We all have our limits, and that's fine. Which is crazy for some people. So my hot take is more people should walk around with a daily fear in their lives of being haunted. Like, I think all of the actions, regardless of what you believe in, like the afterlife or whatever it is, too many people are walking around here. You know, people that say, like, we said this with comedians, where it's like, you know, comedians, like, you should be worried that someone's going to come up on stage and punch you in the face if you say something like racist or sexist or homophobic or like hella fucking offensive. Like, you should not feel like this is not a safe place. Like, you should be on high alert and also like continually to check yourself. But specifically in the terms of haunting, like, I just think some things that people say, some things people do, some things people advocate for, I'm just over here being like, your grandchildren's grandchildren, you're about to curse them for all eternity. Like, the idea that like you can just say and wish horrible things upon people and nothing's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Like, I think about this all the time. I'm nice to my electronics because Transformers can come true one day. But this idea that some people have that what they say and what they do, it ends with them here. That's freaky to me. Like, that's a little, like, I think that is spookier than the concept of you're going to get fucking haunted. Like, someone's ancestors are going to come for you. And like, come on. I just think that we would all, if we incorporated a bit more of that quote unquote fantasy into our lives, I think we would act better. I think people would act better if there was a real threat. And I'm fine planting fake scientific evidence that there's a threat that you'll be haunted. I think it'll save a lot of us.
Well, to that, you know, you said about getting fucking haunted. And I believe that there's a thin line between fear and excitement. And a fantasy of mine is to get fucking haunted. Haunting and fucked. So I don't disagree. Our reasoning might be slightly different, just slightly. But yeah, I don't disagree.
There you go. And you know what? I knew you were going to be my co-captain in this. All aboard the spooky ship. You're here on the quest for fucking ghosts. I'm here on the quest of getting these ghosts to going, haunt some of these bitches. Help them get their fucking acts together. Like, you think about that in like movies where it's like someone's like, I don't know, they're a bully or they're something. I just watched rewatching the Harry Potter series with Mods. But there's like a scene in the third one where like Malfoy and his friends are like giving Ron and Hermione shit, and Harry has the invisibility cloak on. He like pantses them and starts like, you know, throwing snowballs at them, and they freak out. Like, if there was like an invisible thing fucking with you while you were doing bad things, maybe you would stop doing bad things.
What if I want to do bad things so then they fuck with me?
Okay, but the things that you would be doing that are bad are very different than the things that I'm telling you about these people are about to get haunted for. Like, they're cursing their goddamn fucking souls. I'm just like, ooh, your grandkids are going to be like, why am I the most unlucky person in the entire fucking world? And it's going to be like, yeah. Uh-oh.
Yep. I mean, you know, I've always had that script idea in my head. You're not wrong. And on that note, it's time to take a break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. which that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. And we're back, and it's time for our second segment, which is But Are You Wrong?, where you, our listeners, will write in with the situation that you are currently dealing with and the perils you are having, wondering if you would be wrong for doing X, Y, and Z. And we will assign you the role of hero or villain. It has to be under 300 words, and you can send it to butamiwrongpod@gmail.com. Let us know your age. Keep it all anonymous so you can use pseudonyms, fake names. And we will tell you if you're wrong.
All right. Hi, Megan and Melissa. This is about myself, 20, she, her, and my boss, 53, she, her. For context, I work in a very non-traditional hair salon of three people, including myself, who at the moment is an assistant with none of my own clients. Last Thursday, there was a lot of fighting in my home, still live with parents, that led me leaving with bare minimum essentials. While not knowing how I was going to access a shower or get makeup slash clothes appropriate for the standard of the salon, I decided it would be best to preemptively let her know I wasn't going to make it in. I let her know it was a family issue I wasn't ready to discuss yet, but would let her know more Monday at work and apologize knowing it's an inconvenience, but figuring out my next steps was more important than stressing out about work. This morning at work, she asked what happened. I explained, and then she basically said, I'm glad you're safe, but it was an inconvenience that you were gone, and you should have looked at my schedule and considered that before calling out and to give her more of a reason next time. She kept saying she didn't want to make me feel bad, but kept saying, we all have shit and you gotta come in to work sometimes, and that she ran late and didn't get to eat anything. I would also like to note that in 6 months I've worked with her, I've never once called out or not shown up, and I have never even been late. Am I wrong for thinking it was a bit inconsiderate of her to ask me to prioritize her and her business over my situation? No, you're not wrong. I also think this is a generational thing because Gen X people and boomers, they are like the type of people like you go to work no matter what, while millennials, Gen Z, I'm sure the alpha people will be the same way of like mental health. If you have to take a mental health day, then take it. And I don't need an explanation. And that's it. But you're not wrong. She's being an asshole. And I'm sure she was speaking from stress, but when you have a business, you have to realize that sometimes you have to pick up the slack. Well, I wouldn't even call it slack. You have to complete the tasks that other people might have that they were doing in order for the business to keep going.
Yeah, I agree with everything there. Like, I think specifically in not even just all cosmetology, like specifically in hair, your mood is incredibly important, and like your mental health is important. Like, it is, hairstylists are unpaid. I mean, they're therapists as well. Like, there's like a lot of that, and like being like emotionally checked in and there for your clients, but also like as an assistant, you know, most of what your job is to be learning from her, and she needs to be able to do her job without you. It could be inconvenience, it could be annoying, sure. But like, really what that is, especially in such a small salon like that, like if one person calls out for any reason and it makes your workday harder and you are the boss, that is your fault in mm-hmm. the hiring. Like, if it like really fucks up and ruins everything, you have no one to cover, you have none of that kind of stuff. Like, that is on the structure of it. And that's also not your responsibility. Like, you're the assistant. That's on her. And I think that part of the reason why she's even phrasing like this, being like, you know, we all have our stuff, it's like she's trying to make this a teachable moment for you? And again, like, it's very similar into how most hairstylist assistant relationship is. Like, I'm trying to like really have this be like a teachable thing. But if it was cool and it was fine and she understood, especially after like knowing what the specific circumstance was, I think you're right. I think it's just a generational thing of being like, well, this still needs to be a lesson. Because like, I might have gone into it being like, oh, you know what, this is a good lesson to be like, sometimes, and like, hear how I get through when I'm having like personal issues through my work day. And like, I also think that like, it sounds like you show up and you don't have the right outfit. Like, she might have even been upset, like, mm-hmm. you know, and being like, okay, so you're worried about the outfit. Like, how about we keep an extra outfit here? This is something I would do. Like, she could have had that be the teachable moment. But instead, after like finding out specifically like what had happened and like knowing that it was like very intense and that like specifically her saying like, I'm glad you're safe. And then to be like, well, this still can be a teachable moment. It's like,
right.
Well, no, you might have misread the room before, but like now you know the room. So like, don't do that.
Right. And like when someone that works with me gets sick or they like go out of town or like something last minute comes up and work has to be done, I just do it. And I will, like, I'll even say, like, if you have stuff to do, like, don't worry about, like, you like stuff, non-work stuff. Like, if you have other things to do and you can't be here to do work, don't worry about it. I'll do it. Like, I just, that's what you do when you own a business, when it's a small business.
Especially one that requires you to not just, like, be behind a computer screen crunching out numbers. Mm-hmm. Something that requires you to be emotionally, even if not physically present, but like that you need to show up for in a meaningful way, because it's creative or whatever it is, it's always going to be a back, like someone's always, and then one other person, and then people will grant the same grace towards you. And mm-hmm. that burnout mentality is I think specifically incredibly dangerous when it comes to hairstylists, because you can make so much fucking money and then you never see your family. You never have friends. Like, you, because it is just nonstop how much money you can make if you burn your, if you like completely wreck yourself. And that's hard.
Yep. And what you did was you checked yourself before you wrecked yourself.
Yep. And that's what you should do. So you're mm-hmm. not wrong.
All right. Next one.
Hello, M&M. My roommate always comes into the kitchen while I'm in there. I could be taking 10 minutes in the morning to make coffee and tidy up, and she'll come in to make / grab breakfast, even though she started work at least an hour earlier. We both work from home. If I start making dinner at 4 p.m., she'll choose to start cooking then as well. If I wait until 7 p.m., she will too. One time I was boiling pasta, she put two other pans on the stove and took up 90% of the counter space, making it nearly impossible for me to finish my meal. She'll also come in when I'm putting away groceries, trying to clean, etc. To be clear, I'm never using the kitchen for more than 20 to 30 minutes at a time. I purposely make really quick meals. It's also a small galley kitchen, so there's really not room for two people to be using it at once. I don't think she does it to have company because she doesn't even try to chat with me typically. I've asked her to wait until I'm finished in the kitchen to come in, but she either refuses or just hovers instead, i.e. she'll sit at the kitchen table on her phone and swoop in periodically when I'm off to one side. Or if I'm washing the dishes, she'll decide that that's a good time to fill up her water bottle and stand behind me waiting to refill the pitcher at the sink. Then if I take a step to grab a dirty dish from the stove, she swoops in and I'm left waiting for her with soapy hands. The kitchen is empty for at least 22 hours of the day, but she rarely chooses to use it then. Am I wrong for finding this unbelievably annoying? The fact that you have not punched her in the face.
I'd be so mad.
I have a really big issue with personal space. Like, I love Mott's to death. I love that boy to death. But sometimes if he's like, hey, I can't find the sink, can you help me look? And I will look. I can feel his breath on my ear. And I'm like, if you don't step back from me, like, I cannot be held accountable for what I'm about to do. Like, I am like, I need breathing room. Like, get out of my personal space. So that specifically, when I am near cutlery, I'm like, do you have a fucking death wish? Like, that is the most annoying thing in the entire fucking world. And when we lived in like the mountain house for like 4 months or something like that in Colorado during earlier parts of the pandemic, and it was me, Mott, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and typically Mott's brother, we would cook dinner, and his wife is a vegetarian, so we would cook two separate things. So we would see one person is in the kitchen, and then it would be like, oh, okay, I'll either come hang out with you in like the wider room and space, see if you need any help with anything, or I will see that you're there, ask how long you think you've got left to it, and then I will come back when you are done. But like, the fact that you're being like, hey, can you wait? And it's like, no, that's actually fucking insane to me.
The last time that I had a roommate some years ago, I would purposely cook around when I knew she wasn't there because we had a small galley kitchen too. And it would be annoying if the two of us were in there. There would be times where like she would come in and get something out the fridge while I was there. And I was annoyed with her being that close to me, but like she was just in and out. So no, you're not wrong because this is annoying. And I don't understand why they need to be in there at the same time that you're there. But talk it out with them. Maybe have like scheduled times when you're in the kitchen.
I would also just every time that they walk in, I would just leave the kitchen.
But what if you've got something boiling on the stove?
I would turn it off and I would leave it there. And then I would stand there with my arms crossed and be like, let me know. I'll just wait until you're done. Like I would out petty her at this point, because like when you've said like, hey, can you wait until I'm done? And it's like, no, or it's just like sitting there refusing. Like I would just reciprocate. And then every time you hear her go into the kitchen, or like maybe like one day, then like, don't go into the kitchen. Like, does she cook? And then as soon as she goes into the kitchen, follow her there and just stand there and like just annoy her back until she realizes how fucking annoying she is. Or you could have a conversation.
Sure. I feel like somebody like this, they won't even catch on to it.
I probably might. Like, I would probably just snap and be like, what's your fucking problem? Like, honestly, like, what the fuck? Like, I wouldn't even come at it calmly. I'd just be like, what is this? What is this? Maybe get some of those schoolyard comebacks. Like, are you paper? Am I glue? Like, all up in my barbecue, whatever that one is. Like, do I look like a grill? Why are you all up in my barbecue? Like, get out, like, or maybe wear pool floaties on your arms.
I'm even thinking about holidays when I'm home with my parents and I'm cooking in the kitchen. I take shifts with my mom because even that kitchen is large and I don't want her in there at the same time as me. And she'll come around and I'm like, why are you here? Or I'll have like, this island is mine. I don't want, like, do not touch anything. Do not come over here. This annoys me. And now I'm just thinking about how probably at this current moment, this is probably happening while you're listening to this.
Yeah. Melissa is understanding you in a much deeper level right now.
Yeah. Well, I've already told her that we will not be doing, well, I snap, I yell anyway, but.
Yeah. I just think we need to normalize like yelling at other people.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't hear. So yes. You need to raise your voice so then they can hear you.
Uh-huh. Like, don't yell at your partner, but like if someone is being like purposefully like will like obtuse, then it's like, okay, all tact is out the window. I'm gonna be a petty bitch. I'm gonna gentle parent you. Hi. Oh, I see we have some big feelings here. Was there a reason why? I love my personal space. I know you must love your personal space. And right now, it just feels like our personal spaces are hitting a little bit of a pressure point. And I don't want either of us to explode. So how about I count to three? And when I'm done counting to three, you will be out of the kitchen. Then I will put a timer on. And when you hear that timer go ding, that means it is your time to come back in the kitchen. How does that sound? Like, I would just.
You gave a lot of options. Talking like a toddler, yelling, or being passive aggressive.
Or physical violence. No, I'm not recommending physical violence. I'm just saying you should be proud of yourself that it has not ended up there.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take another break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
And we are back, and it's time for our final segment, which is called But Are They Wrong? Also, Rachel of the Week. And this is where we nominate someone in pop culture, current events, worst of the week. And it could be, in my case, something that's a little farther back than a week ago, but we just want to publicly shame on them, shit talk them. And we should never forget that this is where Melissa introduced all of us to George Santos. And for that.
And did you see that he said today that he won't be running for a second term? After they've come up with all these things of like, you're basically going to jail. And he's like, no, I'm not going to run again.
Did you see who's also not running?
I don't know who.
The man with the hired girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. He
dropped out. Two days later. It was like.
Tom.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He dropped out.
Oh, George.
Did you see that George Santos like has been doing like who wore it best?
I'm just going to say this right now. This is why I said we need to give these people reality shows, because here's the thing. I don't agree with him, but do I want to see him on my TV? In certain circumstances, yes. Put him on Big Brother.
Everything he's doing, he's just been running scams. That's and I think he just got in like so he can have a pension forever. Okay, so I have a few that I'm just going to rattle off. My very unserious one is Trevor Jackson. He knows what he did. He's an actor, but he also sings, and he did a remix of Water.
Why is he looking into the camera?
I want you. It's not just that. There's a lot going on. That's
I'm so
not
sorry.
Just...
I'm seeing just the silent preview of the clip playing. Haven't even clicked on it. Uh-huh. And why is he looking into the camera like that?
Why is he singing his heart out when that song does not require all of that? Like, I need you. Like, he is literally like giving his all to a song that does not require all that. And he is making faces as if he is getting his dick shoved down someone's throat actively.
Well, do you know why?
And someone separately is sucking his balls at the same time and has a pinky up his asshole.
Well, do you know why? It's because this man's claim to fame is Let It Shine, which stars...
I know who's in it.
For the people who might not know, stars Tyler James Williams, as well as Coco Jones, mm-hmm. and also is in Casey Undercover, starring Zendaya. So he knows that he has been so...
They used to date.
You know what? Today we've all... It's full of our things. But like this, it's like he's been around star power for so long that he can't half at... He used to put all of it in.
Yeah.
And someone's also putting it all in him.
Yeah. He's also on Grown-ish. And TikTok has been having a heyday with this. So he gets it for that reason. I'm also giving it to the Biden administration on a serious note, and they also know what they're doing currently. Not listening to their constituents, I can tell you that.
Not trying to get reelected, tell you that.
Yeah. And so then here's my actual one, which is like not as heavy as Biden and not as light as Aaron, which is his character's name on Grown-ish.
I was like, who the fuck is Aaron?
New York Magazine /Vulture writer Jason P. Frank. So Robin Thede, in case you don't know, is an actress and comedian, and she's the creator of a Black Lady sketch show that aired for 4 seasons on HBO. Strongly recommend y'all check it out. Quint is in the first season, and that's where she, Cheryl Lee Ralph, was in an episode, and she was watching her, and she was like, I think she's Barbara. So anyway. Robin was on a panel at Vulture Fest called Robin Thede Tells Us How to Write Comedy Gooder at Vulture Fest 2023. She had like critiques for sketch performances in front of a packed theater. And so she said on the panel, you get jokes even as a straight man because you're a sketch performer. Your job is to make people laugh. I don't believe that straight men should ever not have jokes. On my show, we don't believe in straight men. Even the straight men are ridiculously that. And so, in case you don't know what a straight man is in comedy, that is the person that kind of like keeps a straight face and their composure and sets up jokes for the other person that's being the funny man. They help add to the comedy. Like, for example, like on the show, this as in our podcast, a lot of times play the straight man, and then Megan
the fool.
Does,
it's
like,
called the fool and the straight man.
Yes. And so, and I play into it all the time. Megan plays into that. Mm-hmm. But as Robin was saying, like the straight man also gets jokes too. And I also make jokes. We are not comedians by any means, but we are just funny. I'm using it as an example. So, and it's like how I've said the glitter and the glue. So like the straight man is the glue, the fool is the glitter.
Can I give a really quick example that people might also understand? Uh-huh. Chandler Bing from Friends,
yes,
is the straight,
straight man
who delivers jokes. So like, mm-hmm. it is like a very, like any good TV show, you can't have a straight man who is in the quote unquote still old timey traditional sense of a straight man. Like it would be like compared to Joey. Chandler is the straight man. Joey is right. The fool, but the straight man correct. Has to have their own joke. So like, that's mm-hmm. another example.
Very good example. And also when I was doing this, I thought about it in my head and did not say it out loud. So with all that being said, when the article came out this week, the New Yorker tweeted out this headline. At Vulture Festival 2023, Robin Thede explains the success of a Black lady sketch show and then, quote, on my show, we don't believe in straight men, which was purely clickbait to make it seem like she was talking about sexuality and not in the comedic sense. And Robin said, first, they publish a tweet to make me sound like a man hater. Then they publish a headline that's meant to publicly out me as a joke. what did I do to y'all except teach an amazing comedy writing class for free? The New Yorker kept the post up, but then reposted Robin and said, we realized that our text and headline were misleading. The post has been updated. And now the article is titled, Robin Thede Believes Everyone Should Get Jokes. What the fuck?
I want you to know that when I first read this, this is when I was like, Megan, you need to have a come to terms moment with your issues with reading and learning. I kept going, why the fuck is Robin Thicke talking about this? And I was like, this is so offensive. Like, what do you mean? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, why would they have him speak here? And I was just like, I was so livid for the wrong thing. And I was like, Melissa, I read so much and I was getting even more heated. And I was like, first of all, and I was like, why are people defending Robin Thicke here? Like, okay, what? And when I tell you, I opened the article, photo barely starts to load. And I went, oh, we done goofed. We have done goofed, girl. Those letters got mixed up. Those letters got mixed up in my brain. And I was like, because I was like, why? Because it literally said like Quinn to Brunson. I go, Robin Thicke was on Black Lady's sketch show. And I was like, yeah, write an expose on this. Like, tell me about this. This is fucked up. I was just so heated for all the wrong reasons, but it did keep me amped up for when I read it. And then I was like, no, I am still mad. I am just now actually pivoting to be mad about the right thing. So I think that like she gave him a lot of grace, like the writer, a lot of grace of being like, for me, I was like, this person should be fired because like, I'm like, I don't think you it's not even that I think you're being willfully obtuse and like trying to be clickbaity. I think your editor was trying to be clickbaity. I think you are the wrong fucking reporter to send to this because I don't think I think you half-assed your goddamn fucking job, which then put her in a really fucking shitty position. Mm-hmm. And then your editor cleared it. Like, I think you are an idiot, which I think is an offense of its own. And I do not think you should be allowed to do the anything. I think you should like give the biggest apology in the world to being like, hi, I'm a stupid, dumb idiot. It's like so fucking embarrassing.
I really think that like he wrote that and he really thought he did something with it too. He was like, yes, this is it. This is how I'm gonna get my clicks.
And I'm like, where do you live? Like, do you live in Los Angeles? Like, do you write entertainment? Because that is like actually fucking insane. They do write
entertainment
insane.
Because that's what his title is.
Oh my God.
Jason Frank is a writer for Vulture who covers comedy, theater, music, and queer life. So take that as you will.
Jason. What can I expect? Someone named Jason. Well,
your turn.
So I co-sign everything you said about the Biden administration. I also say that I do think that as a world and a society, I think maybe we could all use whoever the company that does the Blank for Dummies book, I think that they should issue how to write a headline for dummies. And I do think it should be required for every media publication to take that. And maybe we get a little plug in our computers before we make a headline. Because I think like overarchingly, it's been a bad month for headlines. This is not a bad month for headlines for what I'm about to read to you. This was a headline that I saw that I went, no way. And I clicked it. And that headline said to me, yes way. This is from such a fucking small ass. I don't even know what website this is. I vetted it somewhere else. It's some news website.
What is it though?
Raleigh breaking news. It says local Raleigh news. And to this I say, thank you to all of the subreddits that I follow that share with me these crazy headlines. This headline says,
it's an NBC affiliate, so a local NBC station.
This headline says, Grins and Glocks. Wake Forest orthodontist offers free guns with Invisalign treatment.
What?
Exactly. And honestly, I don't even need to read further. That's the goddamn fucking story. But here's the thing. So as part of promotion, Gladwell Orthodontics and Youngville Gun Club and Range are giving certain customers their pick between a silver membership at the Youngsville Gun Club and Range or a free Glock 19, which retails for more than $500. So they talked, the publication talked with attorneys and federal agencies about the legality of such a deal because they were like, high key concerning. and the Gastonia, say a local attorney, said that this is not the first time he has heard of a promotion such as this one. The concern here is that we're not having firearms transferred to folks who do not qualify to possess them. This could be folks with criminal histories, mental health issues, drug and alcohol abuse issues, restraining orders against them, or in the case of a handgun, under the age of 21. That said, it is perfectly legal. The most important thing that he says, though, is to make sure the recipient can legally own the firearm. Guns are like property. You can buy and sell and dispose of them, but the distinction is guns are potentially inherently dangerous. So there's regulations surrounding the transfer of firearms, and they've got like best practices in all of this. And so the spokesperson of the ATF, which is the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives, said usually these transactions are coordinated through a licensed firearm dealer to ensure the background check is conducted and the recipient can legally possess a firearm. In other cases, a gift card to a partnering business is handed out so that the recipient can work directly with the licensed dealer on the purchase. So take in mind, even like saying all of these precautions, just know that like these are still states where people are buying so many fucking guns and not going through all of these checks. Like these are all like at will checks that they're saying. So now know that they're not even having to do that for this. So the Youngville Gun Club and Range owner said that customers will need to go into the store to complete a necessary background check to actually receive the gun, allegedly. You know, it's a process. They have to have a driver's license. They have to be a legal citizen. They have to be 21 and older. And, you know, we'll have to see a background check. And then the owner of Gladwell Orthodontics said that the promotion is actually really only intended for people on the gun club's email list. So being like, you know, not everybody who comes in is eligible for the gun. Like, you're not going to like see it on like a little advertisement, like inside the office. It's just like which customers we share, which I would love to know how that conversation went down. Like, how do you know how many customers you share? How did you know this was like a really fruitful and good idea for a collaboration? And also, does Invisalign Corporate know about this shit? Because
right. You
said Invisalign specifically, like not clear aligners, Invisalign, that is a brand. And the promotion is non-transferable. The person who actually gets started with the Invisalign treatment has to actually be the eligible person. And you can also get you get free lane time at the range and other miscellaneous discounts and merchandise. Gladwell said the promotion got more attention than expected, having done partnerships with other local businesses in the past. And we would love if people could pay more attention to some of our other charitable donations and campaigns. Last month, we did $50 for every patient that got started to the Mitchell 10 Penny Fund to support cancer and families affected by cancer. I gotta say, it is a little crazy that you're offering a $500 gun and then you're like, but we gave $50 to cancer. Huh?
But and how is it that these things are in the same category to even begin with? And you're like,
local business.
This is the same. This is the same.
It goes, well, are you going to collaborate with a like, victims of family who've been killed by gun violence? Like, don't worry, we gave them $50 and then we gave the rest of them Glocks. So, oh, here we go. This is a new note that was added recently because I saved this for weeks. Align Technology, the makers of Invisalign brand clear aligners, recently learned of a customer's promotional advertisement that offers a free handgun or gun range membership to qualified new patients who begin Invisalign treatment. Invisalign trained doctors are independent practice and Align was not involved in the development or approval of this promotion and only learned after the fact. Oh, okay. After 25 years, Align has been helping doctors transform smiles and change lives through healthy, beautiful smiles using Invisalign aligners, and the promotion does not reflect our brand purpose. So you can't stop them? So yeah, I think this is like one of the most ridiculous things ever. And also, North Carolina has minimal, like I think the most minimum gun laws of having any gun laws, like they are
Tennessee
so...
Tennessee might be up for, against them, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're so minimal that like... Yeah. When you have things like this, when you have such lax culture around guns, and specifically, like, I have an issue with this in general. I have a huge fucking issue with the association of Glocks, Glocks in music, Glocks in rap songs, Glocks in the terms of, like, culture and content that young people are consuming. And, you know, the same people, young people who are getting their fucking teeth fixed. Like, the age range of people who are getting, like, orthodontics work, adults are getting it. We know I absolutely fucking stan adults with braces, but like most of them tend to be young. And so this is like a very fucked up correlation with this. That's like being like, hey, come for your pediatric checkup and we're going to give you a bottle of Smirnoff. Like, here you go. Like, this is something, and it's like, no, especially because 21 your brain's not even fully developed here.
Yeah, I've heard of the complete opposite where like you turn in a gun and then get a service. And so I was like, did they just mess, when you were saying that, did they just mess up like a headline, like turn in your gun and get a teeth cleaning? But no.
But also, how bad is your fucking business that you need to get people, you need to get people in because they want guns?
It's truly scary.
You must be doing some bad fucking shit there. That's, I think you must be doing bad fucking business.
But also, like, the gun people, like, they just have all these guns sitting around where they can just give them away.
Yeah, so that's, I'm pretty sure the one that they're talking about is that one gun that is like the cheapest one that is like taking over everywhere, and the manufacturer of it, it was based on, there's an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where they go to, no, Scandal. There's an episode of Scandal where they go to like a gun convention kind of thing because there's just one gun that is popping up everywhere. That's based on like, there's now a, just a very affordable, it's a Glock.
Was it a Smith & Wesson one?
I don't remember the brand of it, but like it is something like that. And so it's just become like they're in such high demand because they could fly off. They're so fucking cheap that people buy so many of them and they resell them. And like the average age of people caught with them is like very fucking young. And so the manufacturers of these guns make far more than any other kind of thing. So then like they've got all of this fucking excess, and I'm sure they can actually write it off once they donate them.
That's true. Yikes. All right. Yeah, they suck.
Yeah. And like creatively, I'm like, what a weird creative way. Like you could, to put the thought into this, like you could do a lot better things. And I'm sure if you put like this much thought and scam and like energy, you would actually be a lot better at orthodontics.
Because orthodontists make a lot of money. Like you don't need to run promotions like this.
Start a hobby. Like get into event planning. Like do something else. Like you seem to like love working with the community. Like join an adult fraternity.
Oh, all right. That's the end of the episode.
We hope you all enjoyed. If you did, leave us a review. Unfortunately, our reviews do not come with a free Glock, but they come with our endless love and adoration.
They come with our smiles.
Did you ever have braces?
Nope.
Did you ever need them?
Nope.
Nice. I never had them, but...
You got a small jaw.
Yeah. Just a little wonky. I got a wonky jaw. But they're straight. They're relatively straight. The only ones that aren't really... I've got gaps in the back, but like... From the front, they're not that bad. So we hope you all enjoyed. Don't forget to vote for who you think was wrong in each segment in on our Instagram stories. Those will be up depending on when Melissa posts this episode. Just keep checking back. It's a holiday weekend. Check the Instagram. See if we post it. And
it'll
vote.
Be up before the weekend because we're going to be recording on Mondays for the next few weeks.
That is true. And always you can send us a DM or a message on Instagram, anything like that. If you have something you want us to talk about, you can tag us in it. And yeah, I think that's it. Join our Patreon. Love us forever. Tell us how pretty we are. Tell us how cool we are. And hope you have a happy weekend, holiday, if you're celebrating any holidays or if it's your birthday. Happy birthday to anyone whose birthday it is right now.
Happy Indigenous Day.
Yeah.
We'll circle back next time.
But Am I Wrong is a production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa DeMonts, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.